Okey-dokey, good morning. It's
here to save the day. It's Babiti.
819, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
And we do drive a van, but it's one of those creepy vans. That's what it is.
It's really creepy. Yeah, it's like that van that Harry and Marv drive in Home Alone.
84 Sheepdog. No.
Dude, which I saw one. There's a one around here. I was on my way to, God, where was I going? I was going to Allegan. It's some, dude, I'm telling you, some business has the 84 Sheepdog. It's exactly.
I don't believe you. Not one bit. I don't believe you. Not one bit. Because that would be the most amazing thing in the world. And the fact that you didn't stop and take a picture means you're lying. You're lying.
I know.
You're
I was kind of on my way to go do something. I should have, though. Damn it.
Yeah. Way to go.
You know what? No. Somebody will call you and tell you, like, yeah, Hunter's not lying.
There
is an 84 Sheepdog in the area that has...
I am riding in an 84 Sheepdog, I'm not going to believe it, okay?
Mock.
Yeah. Ing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bird. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mockingbird, have you heard the word of mockingbird?
Have you heard? Did we have to? We have to get a ride in that thing.
Speaking of Dumb and Dumber, too, there's a new viral video going around of some guys that recreated the scooter scene, the moped scene where,
oh, really?
Where he pulls up. Yeah. Harry!
Harry! Tire pop.
Oh, gosh. Get 100 miles a gallon on this hog. We got to keep moving. We can't talk about Dumb and Dumber all day. It's time for your dumb vocab. Or no, not dumb vocab. WTF. I don't even know what's going on, for God's sake.
Dumb and Dumber. This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Law enforcement in Florida announced the arrest of a fugitive in Mexico who had been on the run for 14 years.
Wow.
However, it turns out it's not the fugitive they were actually looking for. The Florida Highway Patrol believed the man they captured was Brian Dale Andrews, who was wanted in Polk County for a deadly DUI crash in 2007. The man told police he was Andrews and was returned to the U.S., but a few days later, authorities learned that the man they captured is not Andrews, but a different fugitive named Ernest McBride, who is wanted in Arkansas and Missouri. Fingerprint records confirmed his identity. McBride is in custody. Andrews, who was charged with manslaughter for the death of a married couple, remains a fugitive at large. What I'm confused is how... Wait, so did they say, like, are you this guy? And he said, yes. Did he look like the guy? I don't understand.
I just think Mexico is just so full of fugitives. They just, like, send one over once in a while. And they're like, here you go. You know, figure out who it is. But he's one of them.
I don't know if I'd go to Mexico. I think I'd go to Canada if I was on the run.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, probably. You know, yeah, it's just typical. Mexico's warm, though.
That is true. You go to Canada, you got to be ready for cold temperatures. But also might make it harder for them to track you down, you know? It's easier to
live on the streets in Mexico.
Because
it's warm and, you're not freezing your ass off.
And there's no grizzly bears, right? So maybe Canada's not the smart choice. I'd end up just getting mauled to death by a bear.
Die.
Yeah, you're going to die. Freeze to death. I don't know. Okay, if you could run anywhere, all right? You're on the lam, okay? You're a fugitive, all right? Boy band beards have been outlawed. You're now a fugitive on the run. Where do you go, Hunter?
Iceland? Yep.
Boy, that's going to take a while to get there, though.
I know, that might
be kind of rough.
That's cold, too, isn't it? But who's going to think Iceland? Who's going to think I'm in Iceland? Nobody.
Yeah, that's true. They're pretty lax over there, I think.
I just think if you can get on a plane... If you can get across the Pacific, you're probably pretty good, right?
You'd probably be all right. You get through there. You get through there, okay. I don't know.
Here's the thing, though, is you got to get money somehow.
Yeah.
You got to get a job. You got to live somewhere.
I thought you just need a whole new identity. I thought for sure you just like, oh, I'm hopping on my electric bike. I'm going south, man. They'll never catch me.
Make it to Mishawaka and come back. Oh, I'm tired.
I had to plug in my bike. It ran out of steam.
It sucked.
I don't think you and I would make good fugitives. I don't think so. But neither do these guys because they're giving up the wrong names. But all right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.